I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Kyiv prepared Saturday for its first wartime visit from two top U.S. officials as Ukraine accused Russia of killing six people in a strike on Odessa that all but buried hopes of a truce for Orthodox Easter. The Sunday visit by Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will come at a symbolic moment on the day the war enters its third month and with fierce battles continuing in the country's east. A series of European leaders have already traveled to Kyiv to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky and underscore their support, but the United States, a leading donor of finances and weaponry, had yet to send any top officials. Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move was an attempt by Russian forces to eliminate the last pocket of resistance in the strategic southeastern city. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said despite the attack, the Ukrainian forces at the plant are putting up a fight. Our defenders are holding on and despite a very difficult situation are managing to counterattack. Ukrainian officials have estimated that about 2,000 of their troops are inside the plant, along with around 1,000 civilians sheltering the facility's underground tunnels. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said Saturday it was trying to secure the release of a number of Special Monitoring Mission, SMM, staff members who had been detained in eastern Ukraine. Its media office said they are, quote, extremely concerned that a number of SMM National Mission members have been deprived of their liberty in Donetsk and Luhansk, end quote. This is VOA News. A new Ebola case has been confirmed in Congo's northwest Equator province. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Congo health officials are declaring an outbreak nearly 4 months after the last one ended in the Central African nation. The World Health Organization says the new case, a 31-year-old man from the city of Mbandaka. He began experiencing symptoms on April 5th. His family took care of him at home until he got too sick. He was admitted to an Ebola treatment center Thursday for intensive care, but died the same day. The WHO says time is not on our side. The disease has had a two-week head start, and we're playing catch-up. I'm Julie Walker.
COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States for the second year in a row in 2021, with death rates rising for most age groups, a government study is showing. COVID-19 was the underlying or contributing cause of 460,513 deaths in the U.S. last year, a nearly 20% jump compared to 2020, the study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed. Police in the nation's capital and its suburbs are investigating why a gunman opened fire from his apartment on people walking on the streets below Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, say they identified a residence tied to the suspected shooter and assisted D.C. officers in executing a search warrant. The suspect was found dead hours after firing indiscriminately at people walking through the busy Northwest Washington neighborhood near a private college prep school. At least four people, including a 12-year-old girl, were hit. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti said officers recovered a half dozen weapons along with ammunition from the apartment.
This was very much a sniper-type setup with a tripod, and this person, obviously his intent was to kill and hurt members of our community.
The shooting was recorded and posted online on the message board 4chan. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel says it will close its crossing to thousands of Gaza workers after a series of rockets were fired from the territory ruled by the militant Hamas group in recent days. The rocket fire came amid near-daily clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police at a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site over the past week. The violence in Jerusalem has raised fears of another war between Israel and Hamas like the one that broke out under similar circumstances last year. Rival regional powers Iran and Saudi Arabia resumed talks in the Iraqi capital after they were suspended in March, Iran's semi-official Noor News reported Saturday. And recapping our top story, Kyiv prepared Saturday for its first wartime visit from two top U.S. officials as Ukraine accused Russia